Hallelujah to his name. Praise be the name of the Lord Most High. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Father Lord, we are here this evening again. Speak to us. Open our eyes to see your mysteries. Teach us your knowledge. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Yesterday, Tuesday, we moved forward in our studies, hearing from God. And we talked about vision and we talked about acknowledge. And under vision, we talk about closed vision. We talk about open vision. We talk about trance. And under acknowledge, I told you that it could be a word acknowledge and it could be a pictorial acknowledge. So today, we want to move on and see how the Lord relates with his children, hearing from God. I want you to particularly pay attention to the few things I'm going to say today. Another way by which God talks to his children, let us go together to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 14. It's not good when I mention these verses and some of these texts and some of you don't go back to read. You need to write down and read 1 Samuel chapter 14 from verse 6. I want us to read fast. 1 Samuel chapter 14 from verse 6. And Jonathan said to the young man that bear his armor, come and let us go over unto the garrison of this uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us, for there is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few. And his armor bearer said to him, do all that is in thy heart. Turn thee, behold, I'm with thee according to thy heart. Then said Jonathan, behold, we will pass over unto these men and we will discover ourselves unto them. If they say unto us, tarry until we come to you, we will stand still in our place and will not go up unto them. But if they say thus, come up unto us, then we will go up, for the Lord hath delivered them into our hand, and this shall be a sign unto us. So Jonathan decided to use a sign to receive from the Lord, to indicate whether they should go up or they should stay where they are. That was exactly what Eliezer did when he went, in the book of Genesis, when he went to look for a wife, for Isaac. Is that not Genesis chapter 24? When he went, that was exactly what he did. That was exactly what Eliezer did. He said, any daughter, any lady who will come, I will give me water to drink. I will also give all my camels. You understand that? He said, let that woman. So sometimes, this is what we call circumstantial revelation. When people could choose a sign for themselves, or God could decide to relate with people if they have understanding through circumstances. For example, our fathers told us, and like we saw in the scripture too, when Samuel prayed and there was thunder, our fathers told us that if you are in a place and you are praying and after the prayer, rain fell, is a sign of answered prayer. Yes, most times that is true. Or maybe you are praying in a place and as you are rounding up and a servant of the Lord comes in, that is a sign. That is what you call circumstantial revelation. Let me tell you, for example, maybe one day you are in your house or you are praying or you are just passing by and your wedding picture that you have hung there for only God knows how many years suddenly fell down and broke. Hey, you need to pray very well. That situation is telling you something. But some people will just say, it is a frame. It just broke. You call the photographer. Come and do another frame for me. That means you lack understanding. That is what you call circumstantial revelation. The same thing happened to Gideon when the Lord sent him on errand to go and deliver the children of Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Gideon was fearful. Until the last place, when you read Judges chapter 7, maybe I could quickly read this for you too. Judges chapter 6. You can read that 1 Samuel chapter 14. Read from 6 to 15. You will understand what I'm talking about. Judges chapter 7. Let us see how the Lord related with Gideon. Judges chapter 7, please. Judges chapter 7 from verse 9. Judges chapter 7 from verse 9. Let me receive. I can rush it. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, that is to Gideon, arise, get thee down unto the host, for I have delivered it unto thy hand. But if thou fear to go down with Purah, thy servant, down to the host, and thou shalt hear what they say. And afterward thy hand shall be strengthened to go down unto the host. Then went he down with Purah, his servant, unto the outside of the armed men that were in the host. And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along in the valley like grasshoppers for multitude. And their camels were without number, as the sand by the seaside for multitude. And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his fellow, and said, behold, I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian, and came into a tent, and smote it that it fell, and overturned it that the tent lay along. And his fellow answered and said, this is nothing else save the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel, for into his hand had God delivered Midian and all the host. And it was so, when Gideon had the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof, that he worshipped and returned into the host of Israel, and said, arise, for the Lord hath delivered into your hand the host of Midian. That was a circumstance. Substantial revelation. The Lord talked to him through a circumstance. So many times it does happen. Sometimes some people could use it as a sign. But let me tell you something. If you're a child of God, don't always ask God to give you a sign. That was the way Abraham requested for a sign. He said, what shall be the sign that you are going to give me a child? He said, okay, no problem. Your children shall be slaves in another nation, and that they will serve them for 400 years. No, I don't want that kind of sign. Please, don't always, when you pray to God, even if you can't hear the voice of God, just believe that God has answered your prayer. Don't say you want a sign. What sign? When the Lord chooses to give you a sign himself, that is good. You understand that? Don't always request for a sign from the Lord. Once the Lord talks to you in a way that you know this is the way God talking, don't request for a sign. But here, we saw the Lord gave Gideon a circumstantial sign, something that he could see to strengthen his heart. So sometimes God do talk to people through circumstantial revelation. Maybe you are going over to a place. I will not forget. Many years back, I was really in a tough challenge in the work of the ministry. And where I was living at that time, that day I was coming down. My mind was in turmoil. My mind was really agitating. I was confused. And as I was passing, a small boy of less than maybe 3 years, that boy sang a song. It was a Yoruba song, but the meaning of the song is that those that trust in Jesus, yes, they shall surely overcome. You understand? That boy just sang that song and he looked into my eyes, not knowing that he has ministered to me. That was a ministration that day. And honestly, my mind went to rest, and after some days, the battle was over. That is circumstantial revelation. That is circumstantial revelation. So God do talk to his people through circumstances. God to talk to them through circumstances. It is for you to discern that this thing that happened might be a sign that God is saying something to me. I will not forget. One day I was at. Let me take a time. I was at Akwa Ibom. I was with my friend there, and they went to bury their father. I was with them, my precious people. That day, some people who came from Lagos were about to go back. The first vehicle they brought, that one lost. They said the brake was not functioning. They went back. They said, let us go back to the garage and get another vehicle. That one, maybe as they were coming to, that one broke down. I don't know, maybe another third one, that one broke down. Everybody knew that was a sign that they must not go that day. You don't need an angel to thunder again. When two vehicles or three vehicles arranged in a row were breaking down, that was enough sign. That is what you call circumstantial revelation. I think you understand it. So you must be vigilant when God is talking to you through circumstances. Then number five is what we call the word of God. We find the examples of Jesus in the book of Luke chapter 4. Verse 16 to 21, when he came to the temple and they gave him the scroll, as he opened to where it is written. That is what you have in your Isaiah chapter 61, and where it is written, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. That is God talking to you through the word of God. The same thing happened to Daniel in the book of Daniel chapter 9, when you read verse 2, Daniel said, I, Daniel, understood by books. So, Bible says in the book of Psalm 119, when you read verse 105, said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I don't know whether it has happened to you sometimes when you needed an instruction badly, when you needed some words of comfort, when you needed some words for your direction, and suddenly as you open your scripture that day, a scripture jump out that really met the need. I don't know whether that has happened to you. That is God talking to you through the word of God. And can I tell you this? As simple as this is the most authentic. is the most authentic way by which God relates to people. That is through his word. Is the most authentic way by which God. Talk about vision. Bible says we see in part, we know in part. Talk about, it could even be the devil showing you the vision and you think it is God. But I tell you something, devil never speaks to people through his word. Even when he spoke to Jesus, he knows it is to do something outside the will of God. When you are confused and suddenly you open the scripture and the scripture jump out to you, or an instruction came out from a particular line in the scripture, you know this is God talking to you. He's the most authentic. He's the one that hardly can be faulted. So God talks to people through circumstances, and he also talks to his people through the word of God. We saw that in Luke chapter 14 verses 16 to 21. We also saw that in Daniel chapter 9 verse 2. And then number 6, don't forget, I've talked about dream, I've talked about vision, I've talked about art knowledge, I've talked about circumstantial revelation, that is God talks to people through revelation, and I just talked about God talking to people through his word. I said this is the most authentic. I tell you, is the most authentic. Is more authentic than anything any prophet can tell you. It's more authentic than anything that you can even hear from my mouth. Then, of course, we have what you call audible voice. Audible voice. Oh, God spoke to a lot of people in the scripture. You can have examples. We can begin to talk about that in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Bible says, and the Lord has said unto Abraham. That is audible voice. In 1 Kings chapter 17, talking about Elijah, he said, and the word of the Lord came to Elijah. That is audible voice. When you read Acts chapter 9, when you read verses 11 to 15, God spoke to Ananias, said, go and meet my servant Saul. That was when God, when Jesus met Saul on his way to Damascus. So God went and spoke to Ananias that he should go and pray for Saul. Those were audible voices. Can I tell you this? God still talks to people through audible voice. You understand that? And once in a while, by the grace of God, some of us have been privileged to hear God audibly. But I tell you, it's not the usual way by which God talks to people. You understand that? I'm not saying God cannot again. He does talk, and he still do that till date. But I'm telling you, don't say because you want God to do something, you must hear audible voice. No. Most time, God does not. Because even the prophets, sometimes God does not. God speaks to some of them through dreams sometimes. Nehemiah, I just told you, it came by art knowledge. It came by an impression, a burden in his heart, and he carried it out. And today he has a name among the mightiest. So what are we talking about? God could talk to you through audible voice. And that does not mean is because you had a voice. Can I tell you something? You could even hear Satan's voice. That's why I said the most authentic of all these six that we have mentioned is God talking to you through his word. He said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. God bless you in the name of Jesus. By the grace of God, tomorrow, we'll be talking about activating your spiritual senses. That is, things you need to do for your spiritual senses to come alive so that you can begin to perceive spiritual signals. When God is talking to you, you can know, whether through circumstances, through his word, through vision, through dreams, through audible voice, so that you begin to understand when God talks to you. That is what we'll be talking about tomorrow, Thursday, by the power of his grace. God bless you really good. I pray for you from now. You will begin to have encounters that will change your life. In the name of Jesus, you begin to have encounters that will take you deeper in God. In the name of Jesus, every obstacle on your way is removed. In the name of Jesus, that relationship that is drawing you back, I neutralize it. Right? Let there be a separation in the mighty name of Jesus. It is well with you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.